League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you late?
Are you late?
Sorry, y'all. We late because they had to shoot something in the studio. It wasn't us.
Yeah.
It was them.
Actually came on time.
But we was all on time for the new laid out.
Right. For the new time.
I got and this episode going to be short.
I got here on time for the last one. I was about to walk in and I heard a woman's voice. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh.
What are we doing different on daddy's issues?
This is last week?
Today.
Yeah.
I won't be reading my text. I thought, yeah.
Oh, you didn't read the text?
I read it, 12? But I got it wrong.
Oh, you came at the regular time.
Yeah, I thought we had to be done by 12. And I was like, cool.
You been here for an hour? You been here for 2 hours?
No, I went back home. I live up the street.
Oh, why you be late?
Because there's traffic right here.
What was they shooting? Wait, we was late because they were shooting the podcast?
Melissa was shooting something for her.
Oh, gotcha.
Had to catch myself. Hold up.
So you tipped back out, and then you just hung out in the community?
Yeah, I went home. I went home, functioned a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
man, forget all that, man. Chad,
man, that's DC's hat,
you
man.
Was talking
Gucci hat.
This is what DC was has on. He was talking a lot. You,
hey
was,
man, Chad's last.
He was having the last time
week,
of his
bro,
life.
Just last week.
What are you talking about, bro? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? I didn't
time?
Want to dap.
That's what's.
Hey, man, welcome back, Tony.
We can dap up here like this.
Making fun of my ailment.
Tony's back, guys.
You gonna leave me like that, Tony? Last week.
Are you gonna apologize or what?
Wait, can we? Welcome Tony back after 2 weeks gone. It's gone for 2 weeks. We didn't get to say happy birthday.
Look out, how about this?
You know
I
what?
I hope you're feeling better, Tony.
Yeah, I
hope
you're feeling you sound great, okay. Bro. You sound amazing.
Chaz don't care.
How did
you know
sound?
What? Guys, hold on. What we didn't
do. No, do it in front of me.
Wait, just a second.
Do this in Frank Sinatra.
Come on.
Give me Frank Sinatra.
Wait a second.
What we did last week that Tony missed is we gave flowers to each other about what we like best about the comedy. I
want
to go first. I want to go first and tell you what I appreciate about your comedy.
I want to hear the Frank Sinatra impression.
Everybody got flowers except for Tony.
Nah,
it's not right for us not to tell, right?
We have to do,
Tony.
I don't want the flowers.
Let me tell you something, man.
He's talking about I'm deflecting. He's deflecting.
You got to take these flowers, bro.
Flowers.
That's fine. You still going to, Tony, you know this for the longest. You're one of my favorite comedians,
man.
The way you can get on stage, your presence, don't look at your phone. I'm giving you flowers.
He wrote some stuff for you.
Right now, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Page one.
You had this it factor that you just can't describe, but when you get on stage, people instantly like your
apparently
likeability.
I got a weak voice because you know, my voice
is crazy.
Goes out,
no, you know you have a strong, robust voice.
Yeah, DC told us about.
I
want to
rewatch the
out.
Tape. All I remember is this.
What do you got to say good about Tony, man? Oh, we all talking about the negative.
When we were talking,
the same minute.
I knew the. I knew that I was like when I threw a jab, like soft. But my jab was like, oh, just you know, I would say that. In the car, soft voice.
Yeah, nah, come on, nah. Be soft. You threw that Javante soft.
No.
Spot.
The betrayal.
No, soft. Just playing. Because I was with Tony, and then I defended Tony when I said, in his defense, he has to talk to a lot of people all damn day.
Yeah.
What'd you do
that.
When I gave the defense?
I must have heard. He must have been laughing during that.
What did you do when I gave the defense?
The way you're so animated on stage is crazy, man. Like you make little things come to life. It feels like I'm watching
a real
show, but it's just you doing a one-man show.
That's great.
It's amazing. It's really incredible the way you are able to bring to life something that's in your mind.
Show him how he brought to life.
Do the Tony voice. Do the
I don't know what
Frank Sinatra.
The same energy.
You said
I'm
happy.
I'm very excited.
You said
the
1920s have stronger voice.
Do the 1920 thing. You said.
I don't even know what you guys. I had a lot of mental health stuff last week that I was
that
going through.
Oh, man.
It's documented. I talked the about scramble. It on Black Maroni and Chaz, which you can catch on Mondays if you guys are interested.
Oh, yeah.
Backpedal.
The backpedal.
No, I was going through some stuff also.
At least I owned what I did.
Last week, he was like, no, y'all get off me. I'm going to get this off my chest.
I'm just trying to give you.
He got a weak voice.
Whose turn is it to give Tony flowers?
He was begging for act outs. DC, strap me up.
Yeah.
Who's
charged up?
You know what I appreciate about Tony?
There you go, Craig.
He don't be letting shit slide. No, he heady
on it. He does not let shit slide.
He come back with a vengeance.
That's what I love about
nice
him.
Way.
I had to.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was having the time.
People was calling me up. They was telling on you.
Tony was in the comments.
Ooh.
They were telling on me.
Like Tony went deep in the comments. I was like, okay.
I was there for 15 minutes. Let me tell you. I saw enough.
Let me be honest here. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I said anything wrong.
Oh.
No.
You're not owning it.
Oh, he's standing on. I knew he had it in him.
Yeah.
It was only a matter of time.
I don't feel like I insulted you at all.
You did.
I didn't.
I was insulted.
I don't think I insulted Tony Baker because he's such a dynamic. One thing about Tony Keon is how dynamic of a performer he is and what a big heart he has. He sees
I think
everybody.
Big heart. I think you said weak voice. I think you said weak voice.
Yeah. Oh, no, you've been under a lot lately. I think we all had a weak voice after what we went through.
Nah,
right, guys?
Look out.
I wish we could cue up the tape right now and have it in slow motion playing.
We had the tape.
Uh-huh.
You be in trouble.
What are you talking about?
You did your thing, though, man.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Getting props in the group chat, y'all. Yeah, man, Chaz was on fire today. I didn't know I was a part of the flame.
He done took the lozenge that you in for it now.
Never knew.
That was Keon.
Chaz was on one today, man. He was guilty.
They spelled today differently, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, what?
I didn't know I was the fuel. Never knew.
Listen, guys. All I'm saying is that we love Tony for being a human first before
that's
a comedian.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? Before we was comedy, we were family.
I don't know you do family like that.
And then DC with no assist.
No, I should have helped. In hindsight, I should have helped. Because I was on the front line with
you
your
knew
voice.
I sounded like I'd be getting Chewbacca his tea. Last weekend.
Mm-hmm. I'd be helping him. Yeah. I was on the front line.
You know,
he just caught me off guard.
He was helping him because he was like,
he caught me off guard. I didn't think
dapping it up.
He tagged a couple.
They made me feel uncomfortable over here.
Yeah. You tied him off.
Yeah, well, I didn't think he was going to do all that.
You injected him with the heroin.
You did. I didn't think he was going to go all that. Bro, why'd you go so far?
I was gassed up by you. What are you talking about? I was trying to stop. He was like, do it again. Somebody a couple times said, do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how'd that go, Chaz?
Yeah,
I'm a victim of peer pressure. Y'all know that.
We're going to rewatch the tape.
You got a question, DC? Nah, we ain't going there. Get him, Toby.
I admit it. I laughed.
I got a question.
Ooh.
I got a question, y'all. Give me the intro, Chad.
Questions. With Tony Baker.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So let's say you're on tour, right?
Yeah.
Got a weekend in D.C. and, you know, your boy brought you to the show.
Six shows.
You doing anywhere from 47 to 57 minutes a show, right?
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. It's part of the quality,
so,
too.
You know, man, you know, your voice already been struggling, but you push through.
You push through. This is crazy.
And
you should have said struggle.
Your boy that's on the show with you is seeing the struggle. He's seeing the struggle. He's hearing your voice, barely making it through the show.
What is he wearing? What is he wearing at the time?
He's wearing his boy. Like, he's wearing, like, a shirt, a sweater, a vest, a coat. He's got a book that he takes on stage, a towel, a glass, a cup, a bottle of water.
Okay. And it's all high-end stuff, too, huh?
He's taking all this on stage.
Sounds like a homeless shopping
cart. And it's very expensive.
It's just random stuff. It's expensive,
Gucci,
stuff, real. Yeah,
Prada,
fake glass.
Okay.
So he's just got all kind of just knickknacks that he takes on stage for no reason.
Him now.
Well, probably because he don't want people to steal it because it's very expensive stuff.
Right, right. So he's up there. He's on stage. He's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
He sees the struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, he hears your voice just tapping out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say this same guy goes to the podcast the next day, and another guy.
How's this nigga nodding his head?
Another guy who quit stand up comedy, who knows nothing of stand up comedy, is just making fun of the guy who lost his voice. Having the time of his
life. Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Uh-huh.
He's going in on him, and then the guy that was on the road with you. Who saw the voice struggle is laughing and having a good ass time.
Doesn't sound like a good friend to me. No, it sounds like a horrible friend.
Right.
Sounds like a
would y'all cut them off?
Definitely.
I mean, you know, it's tough.
No. Hold on, let me answer.
Well,
that's a good question.
Loyalty is something that you respect,
right?
That's a good question.
Wait, question.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Craig, you go ahead. You go ahead, Craig. It feels like you got something on your mind, you know?
You know what? They say, you know, keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
Interesting.
Close.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. On,
it's words to live by right there.
You know, I
but
would,
you know what?
Watch out, DC.
As a friend, though, that one friend was cooking. He was cooking. So I'd be like, man, I'm proud of you for cooking. But the other one.
Oh, wow.
The other one.
This is hypothetical.
It's all hypothetical.
This is hypothetical. This is hypothetical.
Hey, I like your hat, DC.
Yeah, it's
you out there doing it, boy. Yeah. So yeah, if, anyway, it. If the other dude was doing it, boy, I would keep them close, Tom. I would definitely keep them close.
I think,
but that dude was cooking. I
think.
Heard.
I think me personally, I think I would have that friend like take everybody out to dinner.
Ooh.
Because that's usually that's his thing. Because he has a lot of money.
Yeah,
like, he wears
a lot
Gucci,
of money.
Hats, Gucci hats. He pays for graduation dinners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He got thousands to spend on dinner.
He got
so
the
I think
I heard he got laser surgery.
Yeah.
And wears glasses with no lenses.
Yeah. So I think he should take out. He should take the person who was made fun of out.
Oh yeah.
And whoever he wants to bring with him.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I think he should pay for that.
May I go, Tony?
No.
You deserve absolute loyalty. I think not to people who will stab you in the back.
Watch out, these.
Not to people. Who will stab you in the back, bro?
No, I didn't.
You
want
to wait?
I want to hear the question again.
Yeah, just hypothetical question.
I just think you deserve better.
Kendrick, what you think?
You're a great friend.
He got his headphones on.
He's disgusted over there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Look
he's,
up.
You know,
I think we should. I think if it's just hypothetical,
it's very hypothetical.
We should watch like the actual assault again.
And you would watch it.
I feel like that person who
once
has to
we
watch
it
again would be hurt all over, bro. You don't want to bring up the
but once
rehearse.
We once we rewatch the assault, we'll see there was more than just DC or the hypothetical.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why
you're
right.
Say no name.
It's no, it's more. It was
no. He was in DC.
Did you watch the full tape?
I watched enough.
Did you rewatch?
They time stamp.
This is hypothetical.
Oh, it's hypothetical. Okay.
Hypothetically, they time stamp.
Oh, okay. I just want to know, does the person in this hypothetical question, did he watch the, did he see everything?
He seen everything.
Okay.
He was there for
so
it
he
all.
Saw everybody betraying him.
Yeah.
The whole betrayal.
But it was a couple platform. Of targets that it hit closer to home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and then the guest host actually had his back better than, you know.
Yeah, okay. I think
the dude
I
was
would
on the road with
I think I wouldn't cut my friend off because I know he needs to go back out on the road.
He probably
I think
needs
he needs money.
Hat.
I think he still needs money.
Wait, oh, he definitely needs money.
Yeah, I think he definitely needs money
because he has very expensive expensive taste.
So I wouldn't cut my friend off cuz I know my friend got caught up in like when the mice away, the cats will play type deal. Or when the cats away, the mice will play type deal.
Okay. Of Mice and Men, very good book.
Yeah, I got the friend probably got caught up in that.
Why are you so nervous on this question?
So the friend probably got caught up in that.
In
being a follower of a loser.
No.
Okay.
Being the follower of a fucking loser. That's
did
what he
is he saying that publicly? Does he in his apology? Does he call?
No, I'm saying what happened to the friend. He got caught up in being a follower of a goddamn loser, quitter. Doesn't know what road life is about.
He definitely quit. Don't know what road life
has
is.
Has no idea what road life is about.
He can't even travel.
Right.
He gets motion sickness.
Right.
Hypothetically.
Right.
Hypothetically.
Goes nowhere.
Go
he goes nowhere.
He can't even go on the road.
He goes nowhere.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypothetically, sits at home all goddamn day.
Yeah.
And does nothing.
Yeah.
And critiques Road Warriors. So.
He probably hasn't even done a 45-minute set in God knows
fucking forever.
You know what I'm saying?
Forever.
But yeah, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Probably doesn't do...
Hypothetically.
Yeah,
hypothetically, losers are a very tough word. That's just strong for any pretend person.
It's
just saying.
It's hypothetical.
I know it's hypothetical. I just mean like, this guy probably has some good stuff going on in his life, hypothetically. I mean, he sounds like he's on a panel, on a podcast with a lot of successful people. I doubt this crew would have a loser.
Hypothetically.
I just doubt they would have.
Got hypotheticals in his question.
Oh, well, I'm just we're just making sure
this dude's a loser.
Right. Hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypothetically, he's a loser.
He's a loser. Okay.
Loser.
A loser. That's how they say it.
Hasn't been on a plane.
Yeah. He can't handle planes.
Can't handle planes.
You know,
get sick.
Back to back weekends is out of the question for this loser.
So I would know that your friend made a mistake, or whoever the guy hypothetically made a mistake, and that he wants to be out on that road getting money.
But does he want his friend's feelings?
Sounds like he's a user.
That's what I'm doing.
Sounds like he's out getting
user.
I just need to go get money.
Sounds like you just want to be cool so you can get back in the room.
It just sounds like, you know, hypothetically, sounds like somebody who just wants to use you for money.
Yeah, I didn't hear nothing about feelings.
Somebody just needs more Gucci hands.
No, hypothetically, hypothetically, he's very sorry that he got caught up in the shenanigans
of said loser.
Yeah, he got caught up in the shenanigans, not thinking back to the struggle of the voice.
The fresh struggle.
Yeah, the fresh struggle of the voice.
He was just a part of.
But when does your friend help you on the road and care for you?
Hypothetically.
Well,
apparently, the help was fake.
Just to get money.
No, hypothetically, does he look out for you on the road?
It was backstabbing.
He's protecting the bag. Now, this other person who was saying these things about you.
The hypothetical person.
Did he hypothetically live on your couch?
Hypothetically, but not my couch.
The guy, hypothetically, took care of the guy. Well, he didn't hypothetically take care of the loser. He just, you know,
hypothetically, I think the guy called him to come be his roommate. Hypothetically.
Oh, he called the loser.
The guy needed the loser.
Okay,
as the roommate, as the rent.
Oh, respectable. Okay,
but hypothetically, the guy
provided the couch.
True
for the loser.
Probably for the loser.
Okay. For the hypothetical loser.
Okay. That's probably a scenario that's happened. We can probably... All I want to say is that this hypothetical person, this loser, probably shows his affection from teasing. He was probably bullied. He's probably fat and out of shape.
He's probably got a lot of emotional stuff that he hasn't got over himself. So he lashes out hypothetically. And so he probably, to make it feel himself feel better, he probably bullies other people who aren't there to defend themselves to make himself feel better, this hypothetical person. But he also probably shows love and affection to his friends by making fun of them. That's hypothetically. That's probably who this loser is. I would say so.
I'm just thinking.
Mm,
you know, he probably looks in the mirror and he grabs his rolls and he goes, "Hey, fat. Look at yourself. You're not happy with yourself." And he gets on podcast and he embarrasses himself, hypothetically. I know those type of people. You know?
Hypothetically. Then that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I know that. We've all seen that guy.
That's
we know who
a great
that person is.
That question.
I'm just saying, hypothetically. That's all hypothetical. You got to get in the mind of these people.
Hypothetically. In the fat mind.
The fat mind? It's getting hot in here, y'all.
So hot.
Speaking of heat, balls get hot
in
the summertime. Okay. Man, it's sweaty sack summer. That's approaching. And it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your crotch. Yeah, that's right. Man, I love these. I love these guys.
They just out with it.
Man's getting the best ass in hip hop, man. That's why the kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, has spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. I've had the honor of testing out these new boxers, and I can say it's the softest fabric this side of the Mississippi. And that's what you want. You want that soft fabric, man, of any underwear. It's breathable. It's like gills on your groin, actually.
Your groin is breathing on your groin.
Yeah, man.
You know, a lot of hair on your balls.
They say we used to have gills when we was babies, like embryos.
Really?
That's what they say. I don't know how true it is.
Is that why the sack's like that?
Because I'm like, how are we surviving in the liquid? But anyway, they even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time to invest in your family jewels, y'all. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the code ISSUES at manscaped.com. I like, it's funny, like when I first started wearing boxers, it was the loose ones. You know, just the you know, the plaid,
with the holes.
Yeah. And my penis would always come out the opening. I was like, this is annoying.
Right.
You know, it'd just be, I'm moving around. Then you got to put it back in place and you in public. So you're trying to play it all, extra leg kicks and wide stances, trying to get back in there. And then you graduate, you know, because once you come off the tighty whitey, some people never came off the tighty whitey. No disrespect, but... You know, tighty white is too much pressure.
To keep
one false subpar white.
And sometimes sweat just be looking dark.
You streak McGee. So it's too much pressure.
That grayish.
Man. It's just some sweat. You didn't do nothing wrong. It's just booty sweat.
Yep. Booties be sweating.
Your ass gonna sweat.
Booties be sweating. And the white is gonna pick up every nuance of the booty sweat. So then you graduate to the boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite
form
of draw.
Most comfortable.
Oh.
Easily.
Yeah, most because
you get the support of the tidy whitey, but the looseness of the boxer.
You can walk around the perfect storm.
It was fantastic.
Full confidence. I'm opening the door, getting mail in the boxer briefs.
Oh yeah,
goddamn right.
I've been there.
They're like biker shorts, essentially moment. Biker shorts.
Exactly. You know, Lance Armstrong be wearing these on the regular.
Right, that's very true.
On TV. So I love the fact that Manscaped got these good draws, man. These good boxer briefs, man. So don't forget to go. You can get 20% off plus free shipping just using the code
issues
at manscaped.com. That's issues at manscaped.com. The front fly opening gives easy access and makes bathroom breaks quick and efficient. You can choose from the arrangement of designs and colors and sizes range from small to 3XL.
Okay.
For all of my guys out there, man. The micro modal fabric is buttery soft and breathable.
Buttery.
Keeping your cucumber cool.
Like butter on my balls.
Walk, run, strut. These moisture-wicking. Oh, shit. Moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. Man, that's a good time, man. And this is thanks to their Lawnmower 4.0. They got the trimmer going, so you can get the Lawnmower 4.0. That way you trimmed up. If you're in these boxer streets, you want to be trimmed up on the outskirts.
No doubt.
You don't want to be wild out here. It's the best electric trimmer for the below-the-waist grooming. This trimmer offers skin-safe technology designed to trim hair on loose skin.
Protection.
Because you know that loose skin trim.
Oh,
can get dicey.
They can get deadly.
Yeah, man.
Deadpoolish.
Mm-hmm. Outside of the jail ball trimming, they're now focusing their efforts on helping out your thigh slappers in other ways with game-changing boxers. These boxes feature include...
How many names for balls do they have?
They got, man, the vernacular.
Who came up with all
thigh
these?
Slappers.
Yeah, thigh slappers.
I'm with that.
Y'all ever do the slap in the bathroom just for kicks?
Yeah. For sure.
From Kids, the movie Kids?
Yeah. They did that in Kids?
Yeah.
In the pool.
I don't even remember that. That was a one and done for me.
Yeah. Me too. I
saw that movie once.
But I remember it.
Yeah.
I think I seen it.
It came out like 95.
Yeah.
It was gritty.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a
that
whole
ending,
lot.
I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I just remember that part.
Man, that ending, bro.
That movie was tough.
I don't know about my loyalty sticks with anybody that takes 2 years to focus on balls to make them comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot, Manscaped.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man. We appreciate you, Manscaped.
Hey, looking out.
So one more time, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ISSUES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ISSUES at manscaped.com. Once the boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back. Fire.
Never go back.
You got to be a goddamn fool not to get that deal.
Hell yeah, man.
Fucking fool.
It's a great ad, Tony. You know, the way you make things come to life is just, I felt the heat
we
in my balls.
We didn't give his roses, though.
Well, we didn't.
We didn't.
I don't want the roses.
Yeah,
we
got to give
the
roses.
Everybody had to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, man.
I'm good.
You got to take this, man.
You got to take this.
Yeah.
Straight. For the trouble you started
today. DC, would you like to go to
Jazz gave me plenty of roses last week.
DC, it's your turn.
On Tony?
Yeah.
You got a question?
I tell Tony that, and I say this, say for example, if
you got
to
make eye contact, man. Direct eye contact.
I'm looking at questions.
So if I get a question like in a green room from another comedian, and they ask me who's my favorite comedians, like of all time, and I'll say Dave, Patrice, and I'll be like, I got Tony Baker up there. So that alone should tell him how dope he is as a comedian. And I hate saying it. I don't hate saying it because it's like it makes it seem like I'm biased. But we could be growing up with a goat. You know what I mean? Or being raised with a goat.
Who gives a shit if it sounds
I'm just
biased?
Saying. I'm just
I
talking mean, about I'm, to the untrained, you, yeah, to the untrained the eye. They'd be like, oh, you niggas just saying that. But I really be meaning that. I'd be like, Tony's, I
Tony would make cats run into the stage to see him. We all be in the green room. Tony get on, must see.
I had to learn how to he's one of the reasons how I learned how to follow anybody. I learned, sometimes he would host, crack them up before me, and I would watch him take the room to a crescendo. and I would have to go up there and host after him. I had to learn how to just, I just, you know,
for me,
one of the best.
It's Tony's voice.
Natural, God-given.
No, now we cooking. Now we cooking, Chris.
Yeah. And his generosity with his time.
Yeah.
He gives so much of his time
and his voice.
Us and his people. All the bakers out there. What is the baker? The bakery. My bad, bakery. It's that. It's the bakery that he stands upon that makes Tony. You know what?
You could, oh, it's all right, buddy. Choke take your time, buddy. Take your time.
Getting choked up, huh? Alligator
go ahead,
tears,
yeah.
McGee.
Go ahead,
yeah. Can't handle it, huh?
Go ahead. Actually, I think what's dope, to me, what's dope about Tony stand-up-wise is the, you know, I really admire people who don't need to take all day to structure something. Mm. So we can have a conversation in the car, and he'll go do that on stage, and it'd be a 10-minute bit. And I'm like,
I've seen it.
Impressive. I feel like not anybody can write, but I feel like that's when you got time to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you can just go, I really admire that. So
Tony, you were born for this,
Tony's
bro.
Tony's dope at just going.
You were
being
born
able to go.
For this.
So that's all that is. Let's go to questions from the audience. Yeah. Let's go to what really matters.
I think I see a little tear in the corner of his eye.
Dry as the Serengeti right now.
You really did a number on him. You should be proud of yourself. You should be real proud of yourself.
These eyeballs, the driest they've been in months.
What? He said drier than your throat? What?
Oh,
are you still cracking jokes
over here with them chaps?
Is that what you were laughing at
over there?
You still cracking jokes over there, buddy?
Why, Craig? Get on why?
Haven't you gotten enough?
Why, Craig?
Don't lean in with that.
Come on,
please.
Craig. Come on.
Shame.
Who y'all got in the finals?
It's already here. I got the Warriors.
Thank
the
you.
Warriors are going to win. No, it's not Shoe. It's
how
not
many
Shoe
games? Win. Of course you're going to say it.
Five
no,
games.
No, no, no. Oh, no, wait. Let's address this.
Oh.
Let's address this because I was happy to see it.
Oh.
When DC got on Facebook where you're not. See, you don't be seeing DC's
be seeing
real
Facebook.
Self.
Oh.
You don't get to witness how he is as a fan for real. That's why in the group chat you'd be like, no, I understand that. Nah.
Oh.
He got on Facebook and put the brooms up.
Yeah. Oh.
He calling a sweep in the finals. That's a real DC. That humble shit is fake, bro. In real life,
wait,
he called
on Facebook?
A sweep.
Oh,
wait, you didn't do it on Instagram?
He always
call sweeps just to troll.
No,
certain
he doesn't.
People.
So you got a public persona.
Yeah, my public persona.
Man.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Did you do that on Instagram?
He was doing
too?
It because they ain't no Celtics fans to troll.
Yeah. Yes.
Like he was going, when they was playing Dallas, he was going at Sidney.
Right.
We know what that
which
is.
Your name, which
you know,
name?
When it's the Lakers, it's Dwan.
Frank Holder. Frank Holder's a Celtics
people,
fan.
Right.
Angel Gaines is a Celtics fan. She
Angel,
been trolling.
Yeah, but she, nah, he put the sweep up.
I always call
but he ain't. But he ain't did that the other rounds. He only did it for this round. He didn't call the sweep until they was up 3-0 on Dallas. Then he said sweep. Okay, fine. Understandable. But he calling the sweep right now. That's
bro,
the real. That's the real.
That's the arrogance, bro. No, I respect him, bro.
Look, he calling sweep.
The Celtics
would, he is a different person.
Listen to Keon. The Celtics will be our biggest challenge.
Is a
between Tatum and Brown. They're long and lanky, and we struggle with long and lanky. We don't have and we're going to have to bring Iggy back. Wiggins is going to have to guard. Clay's not long and lanky. He's long, but he's not long and lanky.
You forgot about their best defender, Smart.
We don't have to worry about guarding him, though. I'm talking about who we have to guard, who we can't stop offensively.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the
Smart
trouble.
Could go off.
So, but I'm definitely arrogant, but my arrogance is to talk crap on Facebook and stir the pot. But my inner is like, Celtics are coming to play.
I got the Warriors in 7?
Okay. Let's go on to game 7 then.
I think so. Just because the Celtics have a really good team.
They do have
like
a good
they
team.
Have a really good team. I just don't trust their consistency.
And the Warriors.
You know what I mean?
They be
and they and so the Warriors but the Warriors is the type of team too. If somebody gonna blow a lead and somebody gonna, you know, come back, it's the Warriors in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Boston will blow a 20-point lead in a minute and the Warriors will be the team to come back 20 point in a minute.
And in hindsight, you can have a sweep and it still be a struggle sweep.
Each game can be
every
tough.
Game can be very close.
That's
tough. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So you see a struggle sweep?
Yeah, I see a struggle sweep.
Okay.
Yeah, I see.
So we got game 7, struggle sweep.
Struggle sweep.
I'm gonna go with game 6. I would say just game 5, but with the new COVID rules and the NBA being tricky, they gonna sit a couple players out for a game.
Oh, I didn't even think about the COVID.
Yeah. So I give it six.
I have the Warriors in six also, only because they'll take a game off per series. I think they'll lose one real game, and then they'll have a bad shooting night where they give up 20 points. And then I think they win the rest. And I think they win it at the crib. And no, I guess they can't. Yeah.
I feel like y'all jinxing this, bro.
Yeah, I think they win it in Boston games.
Y'all the favorite. It's the Vegas, y'all the favorite.
I know, but I just don't.
Also, I mean, just look at the breakdowns, bro. I go.
And you got a team that's been there, a team who's never been there.
132 playoff games to
it's just in the
finals games to zero.
And they don't have an answer for Steph.
Well, I mean, nobody has that.
Marcus Smart be hurting him. I hope he don't get dirty.
Yeah, and then I think they have enough bodies to throw at Tatum to at least keep him cool. You're not gonna hold him, but they got bodies to throw at Tatum. You know,
I mean, I think it depends on too. You know, Klay be. It depends.
He be up and down.
If he gets hot, it's tough to beat.
Nice,
but he's
not.
Always gonna play defense. And he's always going to be somebody that you have
GP2
to respect his shot.
GP2 is back, too.
He is back.
And Iguodala.
And he's back.
We're full strength. Minus James Wiseman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And Looney been balling.
Hey, UCLA Bruins.
Yeah. Looney been balling.
Killing.
I have a bigger question that's...
Big ring.
Who's been more impactful to the NBA, Steph or LeBron?
You mean like right now? Or like impactful how?
Since who's been more of an impact to the NBA far as the league, because I think AI changed the culture in the league, right?
I think Steph did it.
But
too.
Steph changed basketball, right? For the
giant,
how they play
the
for the last 10 years. Huh?
The giant athletic point guard is back because of LeBron.
Mm-hmm. You want that because then you see like a Ben Simmons. Right, you
see,
I think some
Steph,
other cats.
I would only say Steph because, you know, at the end of the day, LeBron is still just a freak of nature.
Mm-hmm.
But Steph is not like
regular
you just
guy.
Look at regular guy mm-hmm. doing some amazing shit.
Seeing him at Chocolate Sunday, I was just staring at him like I cannot believe he's this small.
He's 6'2", 6'3"?
Right. 6'3". He looks
small. Regular guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Regular guy, he work at State Farm.
Right.
With nobody's questioning him, hey, did you play basketball? Right. You see LeBron, like, you played, right?
Right.
You had to.
Right.
You
know?
Played
but
something.
Steph could just be a regular person.
A regular person, yeah. I think it's Steph.
And what he was able to accomplish is just like, man.
Six finals
and
now.
Everybody's shooting threes.
Everybody's
just shooting
threes.
From the locker room,
right.
The parking lot, missing, bricking.
Mm-hmm.
But they taking the shots.
I had an argument with somebody who was saying that nobody's been bigger than basketball than LeBron. I'm like, since, you know, the new era of
nobody,
since the LeBron
this
era.
This is two decades of LeBron.
Right.
Yeah.
But even since 2003, I go,
on top.
I didn't see LeBron change the league. I seen him been super dominant, especially in the East. He went and won with the Lakers as DC.
Well, you said who's more of impactful,
impactful
right?
in the league.
Yeah.
So you could argue
in NBA.
Either way, this is why. Because Steph, as far as, like he said, people just, you go to 24, niggas are just chucking threes. It's annoying. Like, you're not Steph. They coming in just pulling.
Shoot
like, you're
everywhere.
Not Steph. He worked years to be able to
right.
do this. You're not
right,
him.
Right.
Now, when it comes to LeBron impacting the league, and this is why I'll give him the edge, not only being the biggest star, but how players move now is all because of him.
Mm-hmm.
How players have taken, like,
control.
The hell these with these owners. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that literally changed basketball because you
right.
got guys calling each other in the offseason like, yo,
right.
you trying to do this? You trying to, like, it changed.
Get the player coaches now.
It changed
side.
Everything.
Was
like,
it
as far
hold
as,
on, was it impact the league or just...
LeBron also won.
Well, you said the NBA.
I said the NBA.
Because
so
in basketball,
that's
I would go Steph because
right.
of the 24-hour
that's
fitness.
What I'm saying.
People chucking threes. Basketball, though, LeBron basically made everybody be like, oh, we're in charge. Like,
LeBron made it okay to speak up for social issues, and I think Steph kind of lacks in that department. Like, LeBron made it okay for you to be like, it's okay to Black Lives Matter. I don't see mm-hmm. Steph like, being like the Muhammad Ali. I think LeBron.
Well, LeBron, because LeBron carried himself in the NBA like, this is my league.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it gave other players like, oh, we can do this. Right. Like, we can we can do whatever we want. We can be more, we can take control of our own careers. We can, you know, he made it so like, because he knew, what y'all going to do?
What you going to do?
This is my league,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going
right.
to do whatever I want.
I'm an automatic trip to the finals.
Right. So he changed that. But
so
as far
LeBron
as basketball.
LeBron changed it.
The business
player
side.
Wise.
Yeah, the
business
side.
Yeah.
Even
clutch sports.
Player,
and
that's why I'm like,
playing,
clear up your question.
Gameplay wise.
No, that's part
Steph
of the question.
I say Steph.
That's part of the question, because there's a business side and there's a play side.
The game step change.
I would say LeBron, because now every player has to do everything because of LeBron. There is no just big man. There is the five out is more prominent because of players, because of LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Well, Magic did that.
Yeah, I was about to say Magic has done that.
Magic did that. KD. And I think I would give that credit more to the guys coming from overseas than LeBron. Because all these 6'11 dudes came over shooting threes, and you like, what the hell is
Dirk?
This? Like, yeah. So you had to adjust to like the game in general, and that's why they didn't care about big men no more, because the foreign big men weren't traditional big men.
Mm-hmm. They were stepping
they
out.
They were 7 foot. Yeah, mm-hmm. stepping out. So it's like, well, we gotta be able to deal with
they
that.
They weren't
so
just hanging out in the
yeah,
paint.
Yeah, so I would give that credit more to the foreigners. But business side, LeBron, basketball in general, Steph. Because and it's messed up to say, because Steph actually has made basketball worse.
Ruined basketball.
Because kids think they can do that.
Yeah.
And like, you can't do that. It took him years to master that. Like,
maybe love.
Yeah, and
but you see something with a cat like Trae Young, who might be 6'1", be 6 feet.
Yeah, maybe.
And outside of Iverson, outside of Isaiah Thomas.
Chris Paul.
There's not a lot of dudes you go like, yo, who's this dominant? And Isaiah was dominant.
Yeah, he was dominant.
That was also part of coaching in NBA at that time, too, when they went to analytics heavy. That's mm-hmm. when Steph started firing that three up.
Yeah.
Because eventually, and credit to Steve Curry, to be like, hey, this shit kind of works.
Well, Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson, yeah.
I don't think he implemented what Curry did.
Curry put in a better system.
Yeah.
Mark mastered it. Mark let them run, but Curry's like, well, I'm a three-point shooter. Yeah. And I've been saying this probably.
One of the best.
Let me shoot. One of the best.
One of the best.
Steve Curry, one of the best. Had he got more minutes, who knows?
Right.
That did make going to the hole looking like you're about to dunk than throwing it out to the corner.
And what's crazy is they say right now Kerr he beat Steph in free throw contests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He can shoot the ball.
And Steph had a really bad free throw playoffs this year. He was 82%
for the first for him. That's terrible.
I thought I cut you off.
But yeah, that's to answer your question. I say it depends on which thing you're talking
about. I had a real debate with some cats about that, and then they were like, "LeBron, you crazy?" I'm like, I think Steph is up there.
Just knee jerk to answer
to LeBron. Right. I was like,
it's easy to just go to LeBron,
right?
Because he's just been the guy LeBron for 20 years,
and we'll see. I mean, the Warriors, if they're healthy, bro, they can run it again. They can go.
Oh, they can go for a while.
Yeah, if they don't change LeBron, the lineup.
I don't see him going to. I mean, they could.
LeBron had an amazing season last season, though.
He did.
He had a great
and he made 13 first. I was like, okay. Yeah.
And his age, we never seen that.
That's crazy.
I think that's his impact. He's changed the game and made it like the expectations of somebody that plays that long is just unreal.
He's definitely changed that as far as like people think he's like.
That's normal.
You could just do. I don't think they get.
Yeah.
None of what he's done is normal.
Like
to come in at 18, out the gate. Averaging 20, and then next season jumped to 27.
He
and
lived
then
up to everything he said.
To be what they predicted.
The only one that did this is Kareem.
Kareem, I was about to say, Kareem played a long time at a high level.
Yeah.
He played till he
that
was 40.
Back then. Yeah. No shade to Kareem at all, but
and
LeBron
I think
in this league, how great all these players are in general, and how great
but
he still
more
plays.
Physical back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Being the big man, he got beat up.
Yeah, knives
changed.
Right. I think the impact LeBron has had too, and it goes back to the
hair and the paint.
The business side. The business side of it is, you know, him spending that much money to play that long. Now you see a bunch of athletes like, okay, I got to get all this stuff so I can play longer. So he changed how players. In all sports,
for sure,
approach sports and business and stuff like that.
He's more impactful as a leader, just period, as a leader when it comes to all things across the board.
Everything,
where Steph is like more impactful to the game of basketball, like I was saying.
Because some kid, like, I can do that.
Because you don't have to be 6'9" to make an impact.
Because you look at LeBron, you're like, I can't do this shit.
It's unrealistic.
I mean, Giannis, you'd be like, dog,
what is that?
Like, KD, too. And KD came in the guy, I was like, how?
Right. I can't do that.
Yeah, you can practice enough to learn how to shoot. I don't think Steph.
Not like that.
Steph is a combination of his dad.
Yeah, his daddy.
It's inherited.
And then his handles got crazy.
He went to that dude, and him and Seth went to that dude in the offseason, got his handles right.
Right.
But when you've been around NBA players since you was a child, that's like all these kids we see now, like I'm sure in 20 years we're going to see Tatum's son. They're just there.
Yeah. Right.
Like, they're just, that's all they know.
If you get to shoot on that NBA court,
and
it's
definitely
way
different. It's definitely different shooting with no background. I don't think people know that.
On
when you shoot
rim.
with no background and throws emptiness. Your depth perception off. Mm. And it's hard. Like, you play on high school court, there's a wall.
There's always a wall.
But in arenas, like, the first time when I played in arena, like, we were shooting air balls.
Yeah.
We had to adjust. Like, we got there real early to adjust. To, like,
you
man,
see
this
it
is
through
off.
The back pain. You
yeah,
just,
it's hella weird. And then the springs on the court are different. So you jump higher. Everything's different. Everything's different. I don't think people know that.
I didn't even think about that, too.
You just said ain't above that rim, you don't get that little push through. Yeah, it's way different. Nope, hung.
Mm. Okay. Learning something new every day.
Thanks for the insight, Keonathan.
You got a question this week, DC?
No, I don't have one this week.
Just apologies, son. You just came in with his tail between his legs.
I had you covered.
I didn't know that we were going to grill Chaz today.
You knew this was coming.
The assignment was, I got the assignment late.
We'll do one question from the YouTube comments. I know y'all got an early out.
Actually, I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, she just hit me. She said she could pick him up.
Early out, too.
Bet there.
I'll stick around.
All right.
Okay, let's do, since we own basketball, this is a good one. Question from Diane V. Which one of these basketball movie players would y'all bench? Kenny Tyler from The Sixth Man. Jesus Shuttleworth from He Got Game. Kyle Watson from Above the Rim. Or Shorty Doo-Wop from Sunset Park.
Shorty getting benched.
Who's Kyle Watson from Above the Rim?
Kyle's the main character.
Oh.
Oh, Kyle was Dwayne Martin?
Yeah. I thought I would take Boogaloo. Boogaloo would get benched from Above the Rim.
Marlon. Oh, Marlon was so funny in that movie, bro. It'd be little stuff in that movie, too. Like, when he was going piss and Marlon looked to see what he had.
He was cutting up.
The gold outfit.
I'm benching Shorty for sure. That was kind of easy.
I don't remember Shorty Doo-Wop.
Me neither. I don't remember Sunset Park.
But I remember Marlon and Boogaloo.
That's Fredro, right? Shorty Doo-Wop?
But Marlon's not on the grill for that one. He's on the grill for Sixth Man, correct?
Oh, yeah. Right.
But he had, you got help from a ghost.
Yeah,
does he
have his ghost brother or is it Marlon playing?
They just say Kenny Tyler.
But you know what? Honestly, doesn't matter because at the end of the day, Kenny Tyler was at Washington, which means he was a D1 athlete. So Shorty Doo-Wop was some kid in high school. Playing some white lady. Yeah, like, and Jesus was the number one recruit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus ain't getting
benched. He's definitely not getting benched.
And then Kyle went to Georgetown. So
Kyle was balling, too.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
Jesus. He was emotional, but he was balling.
I thought he was going to have the Woody Harrelson from above the, White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah, somebody else, but sure.
Woody was good in White Man
Can't
Jump. He was nice.
He was setting his picks.
He was nice. So, yeah, I'm taking the three D1 athletes.
I'm going to pick Shorty Doo-Wop, I don't remember.
Shorty can go.
Yeah, no one talks about he had skills like that. No. I don't even know the movie. So.
Yeah, Shorty can scram.
Yeah,
I think that was Fredro's character.
It was.
It probably was.
Didn't the bubble in the locker room?
Nah, yeah, he can go.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
He didn't get a scholarship.
Get so the hell out of here. What time is it?
Time to get live. It's time to represent.
Oh, you didn't see it? Huh?
I remember that.
Basketball I remember that, movie too. Did. I remember that. I saw it in theaters, but me that was too. The only time I saw it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it from start to finish. I might have seen it once.
We watched that and went to go do, what was that, 3-on-3 tournament? Hoop It Up.
Oh, Hoop It Up. Yeah. I remember that.
We
almost won that shit.
We won it like 3 years in a row. Me and G-King and like two other people.
Hoop It Up.
He's a
hooper. What was the prize?
You get a plaque. Like a metal plaque.
You just say it was a 3-on-3 tournament in the Bay. You play on the...
No cap?
You play in the parking
lot. They used to play in the parking lot at the Forum.
Yeah, we played in the parking
lot at
Oracle.
Did y'all have Gus Macker out here?
Oh, I remember Gus Macker.
Was that just a Midwest thing?
Oh, okay.
No, it was in New
Mexico. It sounds kind of like the same thing. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a league.
It's a league. It sounds like Gus the same Macker. Kind of thing.
Forgot about that, too.
Oh, it's like Hoop It Up.
It sounds like
probably
it.
So.
Hoop It Up was just like it was a one-time, like, in the summer. You just get your three and you go.
Yeah.
Everybody sign up and we lost because my boy rolled his ankle.
For real?
And we was playing these triplets. And they was... Big stuff.
They be playing together their whole life.
So you get one sub. So you come with three, and then you have a sub.
Yeah.
So the sub was his little brother. So I was out there by myself. Like, well, this is it's over, nigga. Like, it's because I think we got to the semifinals, and I was like, it's and them boys, it was over. Had my boy stayed healthy, we might have won it. Mm. But I was like, nah.
Imagine being the sub for that.
For Hoop It Up?
You on the bench.
That's go. Three.
Oh, y'all?
Yeah. Waiting on the side. Yeah. He came in. I was like, well, this is it. Because he's a little brother, too. He wasn't even like our age.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this
he was excited to come in. I bet.
He was. And we got demolished.
Just stand in the corner.
He
don't
hustled
shoot.
In. Yeah, just.
When you're the little brother, your job is to play defense, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they were too big.
That's mean, like, when you're the little brother, like,
job is
and you come to play with your big brother, you can't mess up. you can't drop a ball. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
you're
gonna catch that blame.
Oh, bro, you gotta be like, hey, your little brother's pretty good. Bring
how old? How old were you when you played?
We start winning at 15. We started at 14.
Oh, you played older.
Yeah.
We didn't
14,
play.
15, 16.
Once I got to, I think, high school, I was like, nah, we're done.
We were playing before.
We're done with this. Yeah, I was like, nah, we're not. Because when I saw him get hurt, too, I was like, we're never doing this again.
We know back then, we didn't think about getting injured.
Right.
I was like, nah. Just play.
Yeah, I tell my son, I was like, nah.
We were playing on concrete.
Yeah, I came up playing on concrete.
Yeah, I tell my son, you cannot.
Not anymore.
Regret it. You got real glasses, Tony?
It's a question, right? I see a question right here.
Question.
I'm trying to get my glasses.
What's been the most impactful to movies, Marvel or The Matrix? The answer might not be as easy as you think. It sounds pretty easy.
I don't think it's that easy.
Marvel as in honestly, the entire Marvel? You know, doesn't depend on who you're talking to.
Honestly.
For film?
So many movies bit off The Matrix. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was crazy. Like not that many movies are biting off.
No, I guess I just took it as like a
everything from
franchise,
special effects to camera angles.
Yeah, they were doing that slow mo. Everybody was slowing it down, doing the slow mo. The slow motion kicks,
letting the bullets come out slow.
Yeah, The Matrix for sure.
The question says impactful to movies, so yeah.
I'm like the Matrix was impactful to Marvel.
Yeah,
just the characters disappearing and reappearing. The ghosts they used that for. What's the black ass dude that disappear and reappear?
Who?
Nightcrawler. Bam.
The black.
I can't give The Matrix.
No, but that's what he does. Nightcrawler that's was his power. Before, yeah.
No, before. I mean, but the filming of it.
Oh, the cinematic.
I still don't.
They used the same exact way that they made the ghost disappear and reappear through things.
Yeah, but the smoke.
Because you talking about Matrix Unloaded? That was after
the first X-Men.
No, that was
Nightcrawler was the second X-Men, so they came out in the same year.
Wait, Nightcrawler wasn't on the first X-Men?
No.
Nah.
I was Frogger whole ass.
Who?
Frogger.
Oh, Toad.
Frogger, yeah.
Frogger, that's a video. Frogger. Yeah. That's when you cross the street.
I can't give The Matrix that credit right there, just because the Reload and the X2 are damn near the same year. Maybe X2 was first. I can't remember. But
Marvel has done something crazy, bro, from the release of Iron Man to where they are. I just saw Doctor Strange yesterday, so from the release of Iron Man to where they are. Like, they're literally unloading every single character ever in Marvel. You're just getting... We got America Chavez, who just came out. I said, they had the bottom... They're scrambling around the bottom of the bin trying to find...
Which I'm so happy for, because I got a chance. Ooh, I want to get in one so bad, bro.
Oh, yeah, man.
And since they're doing every character, I'm like, I got
to
make one
but
of
what
these.
They're doing from the TV series to the movie... Now everybody's going to be able to... everything is a franchise now. Because even if The Matrix did it probably now... Where they would have been, like everybody would have had their own movie. What's his name would have had a movie?
They
Morpheus,
out, Peter Porker. That
impressed me. Something like that. You
Spider-Ham. I remember that.
You know, but now I see, like, even when you look at stuff, everybody is like, it's the franchise opportunity. Like, these are big deals now. Not that they weren't before.
Yeah.
But now it's a plan. It's like, well, what's the plan of this thing that you have, and people are grabbing these independent, what's that one comic series, Image, like everybody's getting something, you know what I mean?
What
you
doing,
hey man, say bye.
You got more Gucci hats to get, bro?
I love y'all to death.
Yeah.
Daddy issues.
Except for Tony.
I'm nowhere next weekend.
I'm nowhere next week. I don't, even though I think Marvel has impacted how, you know, these companies now, they're pretty much trying to bite off Marvel the properties that they have. Like DC was trying to rush up the DC Comics was trying to rush up.
Cuz they were trying to compete and they did a horrible job.
But The Matrix has so many copycats. Mm-hmm. It was just ridiculous. Oh, it was just like, man. So I'm going to give it to The Matrix just on how they just changed how action was.
Did you ever see the argument that Matrix stole a lot of stuff from Blade?
Yeah.
Like there was, I don't have the details of it, but there was an argument before that. Like, I think it was Wesley Snipes was even like, y'all, he was like, Matrix stole so much stuff from what we did.
Because Matrix was one of the first one that threw animation in the middle of their fight scenes, which a lot of them stole from.
But it's so close though.
As far as what?
Just as far as Blade came out in 98, The Matrix came out in 99, so it's so close.
You don't think they had enough time to steal?
You got to consider the time it takes to make a movie.
Well, in post, you can do a lot of it. You can change an entire movie in post.
But they they went in with that. You can't just do that in post. What the Matrix did. You can't just, hey, let's just have a pause.
You don't know. You can do posting, but like, well, yo, also, they can do this now.
You can add certain effects, but they went in with the mindset of this is how we're doing our action.
Mm-hmm. Also, you don't know how long.
They might have copied the leather, though.
You don't know how long it took for them to release Blade and how long before they shot it. So the technology may have been there.
And the people who Blade work on the things. Shot
it, and one of the DPs or something went over. It's like, oh, that's cool.
Because I really don't. The only similarities between Blade and the Matrix I see is the music and maybe the look.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, you know, the action sequences, they're different in my opinion. But, you know, you could say, like, you know, the way they were jumping around in long leather coats, Blade definitely did that.
Well, Blade used animation in the middle of their fight scenes, which was the first to do it in America. And then afterwards, the other ones start copying
it. When everything looked like a video game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that got weird.
It was definitely digital looking.
That's a weird movie phase. And they started looking like a video game. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing right now?
But Blade definitely kicked it off for Marvel. For sure.
He doesn't get any credit. No one credits Wesley Snipes.
Nobody credits Blade.
Tony Stark gets all the credit.
That's fact. Yep.
The white man. It's all the credit. Meanwhile.
You
got some more questions up there?
Who's going to have, Hippie Gold says, who's going to have the best Hoochie Daddy shorts season, DC or Keon? Or is there a surprise contender?
Well, I'm the surprise contender.
I'm out here right now, guys.
You wearing? Oh, you got the shorts on now. Thighs loose.
Thighs is out, man. Right now.
I got these shorts on right now. You wearing shorts in summer? Can see my top tip. It was right here. Don't look, Craig. You know how you be.
What?
My thighs. Put the heads out.
You got sweats on full length? Full you got on long sleeve sweats.
Long sleeve sweats.
I don't know.
DC been wearing short shorts, though.
Yeah, DC been on the short shorts. Hey, like, Craig be wearing short shorts, right?
Yeah, I might sneak in there. I might just come in sweaters. Yeah. You might not even know if I got the shorts on.
Oh, shit.
That's too short. Short.
I'm wearing boxer briefs this summer.
Dudes have been doing the most. Like, the most with the shorts.
It's
like,
an epidemic right
like,
now.
Like, it was supposed to be just, like, slightly above the knee. Yeah. Dudes is out here taking it back to the John Stockton, Magic, like they wearing drawers. It's like, all right, nigga. That's...
For sure, I'm wearing my Manscaped, so my package sit up in the
I'm coming out boxes.
You putting
briefs.
Your package in the pouch?
Yeah, the pouch. I had to wear some short shorts for that commercial shoot. They was comfortable, man.
They're comfortable,
I had
bro.
Those Richard Simmons joints on. They were like super short. But I was loving it.
The air hit right there, bro.
I was like, I can do this.
And the movement, it's comfortable as hell. Man.
So, I don't know. You might get some surprise winners out here.
You going on stage with your short shorts on?
No,
I'm not performing on stage. Absolutely not.
I will perform in pants.
Get the ladies what they want.
108 degrees, I'm still wearing pants on stage.
And I sit on the stool.
Nah, man. Legs I can't up, do it. I wouldn't even be funny.
Take it off. I'm bombing in shorts.
What if you just start getting on stage and they just want to see the meat now?
They pull like, it out.
That's great. Where's the meat?
How I was at that concert.
Wait, what if you don't get laughs? You just get
just the imprint at that concert.
You just get no laughs.
Y'all listening? Mm-hmm. We listening.
Mm-hmm. Women be loud at shows. Like if they want to be noticed like that, they do shit like that.
Sure.
Like on the intro. Do that on the intro. When you are walking up, they be like introducing, you know, Tony Baker as you're walking up stage. If they don't know you already, or even if they want to be like, you can hear okay. Mm-hmm. Like you hear that shit when you walk up, you act like you don't. But
okay,
like,
dick print.
Prove.
They say shit. Yeah, they say shit like that all the time. You be like, oh, okay. So this section over here is horny.
I said something about the penis or something this weekend. This lady was like, prove it. My glasses fogged up.
That's DC.
He said your glasses fogged up.
Prove it.
They be saying shit.
Your steam rose.
Especially once them drinks kick in. And if it's like a, you know, all women's. Because women be coming to comedy shows.
Oh, yeah, for
they
sure.
They just come. Like, dudes usually come with their girl.
Yep.
But women just be coming.
This is when I can really hear the dynamic. When Brandon Lewis was hosting, he was like, where my single ladies at? He'd be like, where my single fellas at? It'd be like 2-3 claps.
Yeah. I'm here by myself.
Yeah. They're by themselves or they with a date.
Right.
Or they with their girl. But they rarely just, dudes really just pull up to the show. Right. Men, y'all cheat, man. Y'all just ain't coming to the show solo.
Yeah, usually when you with your fellas, you ain't trying to spend money. It's just you know, we could watch comedy at home.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Women like events.
Yeah, they
like
doing to go shit. Do stuff.
Yeah.
Goddamn shit.
That's because they be bored. Well, I'm bored. They be bored, they so they go outfits. Do shit.
But going to do stuff is fun.
Going to do stuff is a great time. Yeah. It's just, we got to do this all
if
the time.
If it's free.
Yeah.
For free.
Right up his ass.
Good time.
Keon Source is ripped off.
Never like a part.
Now you heard on table. My language. Yo, I did something crazy. I bought tickets to a concert for September.
Why is that crazy?
I don't never do this.
Why is that crazy?
Because I don't never buy in advance.
Well,
I buy the day of.
Wait a second. Hold on. You, of all people, should not ever be buying in day of advance. How much you be on these audiences? About waiting to the last minute?
Oh, yeah.
You should only.
I don't normally go to stuff because I'm scared. I'm always pick work first.
No doubt.
That's why I don't buy an advance.
No doubt.
But in fairness, though, the people we're on don't have schedules to where, you know what I mean? Like, the reason why he's not taking stuff far in advance because you don't know when something's going
to
pop up.
Right, because I don't want to waste the money.
Most people have a 9-to-5, a more scheduled life.
Right.
So when they wait to the last minute, it's just they just doing it.
Right.
Whereas where we're waiting to the last minute is because I don't know what's going
to
happen.
The thing is that you guys know when somebody wants to come see you and they'll be like, we didn't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, who are you going to go see?
That's what Kendrick. I want to know.
All right, right. Oh, so nice. Kendrick, you go like, I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
Right? I want to go see Kendrick. You went and looked for his tickets.
Right.
When people do the same for you guys, they might be like, you know, let me wait for some reason.
Right.
You have to buy in advance. First off, they're going to be sold out. They're hard to get, or you get that upsell.
Well, when Milwaukee and Indianapolis, they ask you. They have plenty of time. They have plenty of time.
You got to do it. You can't be like, I'm going to wait last minute and be like, oh, you can't. That's hypocritical. You got to be like, let me go get these 2 years in advance.
But mine is, it's not me just purposely waiting.
I understand your reason.
It's just like I've never want to
you
commit.
You of all people, huh? And also, the way you be on this audience.
Also, just, Kendrick hasn't been out in a while. He hasn't toured in a while.
You got to get the tickets fast. Yeah.
Are you seeing them here?
Yeah, L.A. Yeah, so September, though.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. Just go, man. Just go. Just turn down work that day and go.
And that's the right gig come up.
Well, give me them tickets. The right gig. Yeah. I mean, I'll buy them off.
Just go.
You ain't gonna buy them off me.
Oh,
you
that
too
much?
Cheap, man.
Yeah, he gonna wait last minute.
Keon ain't spending money.
She hit me the other day. She said, "Hey, for Kendrick's birthday."
No.
Never mind. I ain't gonna say it because then you're gonna be wanting to go. But she wanted to go to a place, the happiest place on earth.
Uh-huh.
And nigga, do you know how much them tickets are?
Sick of Keon.
For them who don't even, and that wasn't even their request.
When's the last time you looked at those tickets, though?
Yeah, bro, they're insane.
They I'm sure they are. But they gonna remember that forever.
Did you take the boys?
Yeah, we went to Disneyland before.
Yo.
It's a monthly payment plan. I can't do that. Let's not say the word.
What, you talking about world or?
You talking about land.
Yeah, land.
No, land's cheaper, but it's not. Because I don't know how much it was when you guys went.
I thought y'all was talking about Disney World.
No.
It's
we're
crazy.
We're not saying the world.
But
I go in knowing it's going to be pricey just because it is what it is. But, you know.
But if it was something that they was on us about, I would be like, she just brought this up.
Yeah.
I was like.
No, I said, they would love it, though.
What's Legoland looking like?
Nah, the best thing
I heard
is,
that's more,
thing,
worse.
Because the thing about Disney, they got something for everybody.
They got two parks. They get you twice.
Yeah, they got something for everybody. So, you know.
Nah, they charge you twice.
Yeah, because you got to pay separate if you go to Adventure or whatever.
I will turn my house into Disneyland.
I don't know what y'all talking about anymore.
No, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
So that's why what you do is you pull the cash out of what you're going to spend.
Right,
and
no
then
doubt.
You start deducting it and being like, which one you want to do because this is how much that one
right,
costs.
Right, right.
And then that's where budget cuts come in, like taxes and like caucuses.
She just been hitting me lately, though.
House of Representatives.
She's just been, let's do this.
It's because you've been splurging more, bro.
I know. And
you got to stay tight on that wallet.
I know. Once I opened up a little bit, she was like, let's do this. Let's do that.
You've been splurging?
Well, I had to change the how we do stuff in the house for my peace of mind.
Uh-huh.
So I just basically was like, I'll pay for all of this stuff, and you keep your little money.
Uh-huh.
And the only way I can, the only way I can, like, function is if I'm not watching you as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do whatever you want with yours. Uh-huh. And I'll take that way I can keep track better, and then I'm more loose.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always a tight ass because I don't know what she's going to do.
Right. She's
unpredictable.
Cannon.
Yeah. But now that she only has this to work with and that's hers,
yeah,
I don't have to worry about it. So I know where we're at. I know where I'm like, all right, we can do this. So we've been doing more stuff because I'm controlling everything.
Right.
Without any, like, what you doing back there?
Oh, I'm self splurging if you saying my little money. Well, then don't worry about my little money.
Let me use your big money.
Let's use your big money. Big money, Keon. Big money. Chicken balls.
It's funny that she a loose cannon on the spender too.
She is.
Can you go from here?
Sweet balls.
Just yeah, loose.
Get it right. I saw some questions.
Sorry, Big Reggie.
Let's do one more question then, you know.
Where y'all going,
doing
man?
Doing verbal cardio on time.
We did these. You have to go down. I saw another one at the bottom because we did these.
Oh, it's probably more up, let's skip above that Chaz where one, we right? at.
Yeah, because they was just wanted to say.
What does it say?
Just wanted to know your advice for new beginning fathers out there. I'm 23. My baby Sage. Hey.
Hey.
My baby boy Sage gets here on September 28th. And I'm trying to gain as much knowledge as I can. That is coming from Jordan. What did that say? Dinwiddle?
Dinwiddie.
23. Starting early.
No, that's late.
That's early.
23, man, it's late.
Were you in there at 23?
Oh, yeah.
He had
I'm
21.
2 by 23.
Yeah.
Damn,
my
man.
My dad had 2 by 23.
You
my
know,
dad
D.C. Too. Was yeah, 2 D.C. years had. He was in high school.
Yeah.
Late in the game.
D.C. was 13.
D.C.
The question was?
Just advice for new beginning fathers.
Oh, okay.
Easy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean.
I think it's one of those things that is easier and harder than you think at the same time. Because a lot of it is... For me, it was like being there. It was more about my wife more so than actual kid. The kid was, as a baby, is relatively easy. I mean, it's like you're not going to get a whole, you know, a lot of sleep and stuff. But my advice is check in with your mate. The kid's going to be fine. That kid's going to be just fine. The kid wants some milk. You don't matter, father. We just want the teat. So this is not going to recognize you until about 5-6 months anyway.
Yeah.
And just, then you become...
Be
important.
Supportive
of the spouse, yeah.
Yeah.
The woman.
Your sleep patterns are going to change drastically.
It's going to be awful.
Depending on if you got a crier or not, it's going to test your patience for sure.
Yeah, I will say this. Sacrifice it and sleep train your baby. Make sure they sleep in a bed every night. Don't bring that baby in your bedroom because they never get out.
That's what happened to Chaz.
They never get out. So keep your baby. Just wake up. Go take care of it over
train
there.
Train that baby to cry to be put in the bed.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Their
just,
bed.
Just take
That's
it.
How sincere it was.
I would say patience. Have fun with the journey of pretty much getting to live your life over through your child. Picking the best things from your life and taking some of the worst things from your life out of it. Yeah, and enjoy.
That's yeah, I'm piggyback off Chad. If you're talking about just the beginning, it's just the support of the woman who had that child.
And take a ton of pictures and videos, man. You can't get enough.
Oh, yeah.
That shit go by fast as hell.
It does, man. These kids grow so fast. I know kids grow fast. Even when you're in real time with them, you're like, man, you know, it seemed just like yesterday.
Right.
And then when you know people with kids and they have them and then you ain't seen them in a while, they kids shoot up overnight. So you just like, man, time does fly.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Or even if you look at like, shit, we've been doing this podcast for almost 2 years now. I look at the beginning when they was running around all over the place. I'm like, damn. Now they start. He starts school in 2 months.
Wow.
Congratulations.
And I'm just like,
July?
What the hell? And so what is it? August. So what is that?
3 weeks. It's almost June.
Yeah.
Damn,
man.
Like,
man, he's getting early there. That was
good. Oh, he started first day of school. It was on his birthday.
Hey, that's August, how you turn up in there.
August 15th.
The first day of school. So like, I'm about to be walking both of them to school, and I'm like, well, what
you gonna do with the free time?
Your little best friend.
So I already have it mapped out. Very, very excited.
More time
very
with excited. The dog.
I'm very excited. I'm going to hit the gym. As soon as I drop them off, I'm going to go straight to the gym, knock that out stuff, and I'll be able to do all my, you know, YouTube stuff, like all that stuff early, and then this stuff, I don't have to, like,
Cam,
I'm going to do
first
everything.
2 weeks just beating off at the crib by himself.
I'm about to do everything. And then me and Katie actually will have more stuff to do together because, like, we always do stuff in shifts. Well, when both of them are gone, we can do more stuff together. So we'll both hit the gym, do that stuff, hang out, watch whatever, eat whatever. Probably a lot more daytime smashing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, why not?
Get it out the way, you know? And you have better days when you do it early.
Mm-hmm.
You do it early, you know what I mean?
And I get tired after that bus, though.
I'll be like,
the days.
I'll be relaxed.
I'll be lying. deflated.
I'll be relaxed. I'll be like, no, nothing bothers me today.
Lead.
Hey, ma'am. Nice to see you.
You have a good one.
All right.
You have a good one.
I am.
Praise God. Where you at this week, Craig?
I'm at Craig Wayne's on everything, man. Yeah. And Mr. Toxic dot shop. Yeah.
I don't like that your bucket hat upstage mine. This is a shout out to Keenan Baker, but you came in with the.
I didn't know you was having a bucket hat on today.
No, you just, this is amazing. This is a great,
a
it's a great look.
Beard lined.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing a hat.
Let's see what it looks like underneath.
It's a great look.
Let's see.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Come on, man.
That's right.
Come on. It's beyond Craig, shoulders, make them.
Craig is
come on
luxurious. My shit is raggedy. Because if I don't my hair ain't cut and lined up, my hairline be like it be doing. And I've been letting it grow because like I know I got a show this weekend. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll show y'all. You know what I mean?
Wait, why you skip past Chaz?
Because Chaz,
Chaz don't care.
Tony know what it looked like underneath. Yeah.
Chaz would be like, it is. It's Jumanji over there. Skull Island.
That horror movie noise. And it goes,
I thought that was the monkeys running out of Jumanji. Right?
Whatever you think Jumanji, it's the elephant walking on the, on the cutlass.
I remember Gary showed up one day. I had cut my hair at all. Like, mm-hmm. And he showed up. He was like, what the hell? So I was like, bro, if I don't brush it, lay it down, line it, like, it'd be. Cause I have so many different textures now.
Yeah.
It used to be one texture, and now it's like.
Let's see it.
Like, man. His do that too.
Come on.
Like, when I cut his curls here. Right here.
It's cowlix.
So, yeah, so it's like, it'll curl, but, like, this is baby hair. Yeah. This is, so it's like, it's raggedy. Where you at, Chess?
I'm trying to learn how to do the scissors. That's the only way you can help me.
Am I still allowed to come with you in June? 8th?
San Diego.
Oh, I'm waiting for them to hit me back.
I'm down. I'm in.
I'm waiting for them to hit me back.
What? Chess's return?
Yeah,
return.
I got some
chance.
Stuff to talk about now. I'm excited now. I'm excited again to hop on stage and talk about my.
Shut your ass.
I'm going back on the road with Tony. Should be great. I got dates. We'll be in Tacoma. Where else are we gonna be?
Tacoma already happened.
Oh, all right. We'll be in. we'll be in Boise. We're doing Boise together. Did Boise happen already?
That's not even on the list.
Tallahassee.
just we'll name Tallahassee.
We'll be there. I'll be all over near you. Anyways, you can watch Lacroni and Chaz on my YouTube.
Show us what's under the hat, too. Come on.
And
second
I'll
booth,
be...
Second booth. Yeah, come on.
No, I don't have that confidence. And what else? That's it, guys. Head to my YouTube. And we can go live-ish at 5-ish, which has been raggedy, but I'll get back on a strict schedule again.
When?
Schedule. I've been going on. It hasn't been every day like it was because it's getting a little tougher right now to go every day, but I'm trying to get back to going every day.
Yeah.
So you got to check in. Hit the little ding-a-lingy, and then you'll get my alert. The ding-a-lingy. When you go to YouTube, hit the ding-a-lingy. The little
might want a different word for that. But, you know.
I guess the notification bell?
The ding-a-lingy. Okay.
That's it.
Right. I'm at Laughs Unlimited this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Four shows. Laughs Unlimited. Get your tickets.
Get your
and I appreciate y'all. When I be on the road, or even at Chocolate Sunday, y'all be like, daddy issues. So I appreciate y'all showing up. And then June 8th, which would be Wednesday, so I have to say it now, I'll be at Mic Drop Comedy Club in San Diego. Chaz possibly be there.
That's a new club, huh?
Yeah. They bought out Comedy Palace.
Oh, okay.
And redid it and everything like that. Yeah, so, and apparently the people who run it, they got like an all-star team of people like who all worked at like either improv or and so they bought
the Avengers
it
over
yeah
here.
So like
they coming together for a good
yeah
call.
So Laughs Unlimited the 3rd and 4th and then on the 8th Mic Drop Comedy in San Diego, so get your tickets, please pull up because y'all when you headlining now it you be nervous. And I'd be nervous if anybody's going to actually show up.
Oh, absolutely.
So please show up.
That shit, boy.
Whew. Please show up. Ha. Tony, where you at?
What's under the hat, man? Come on.
When we get off here.
Nah, man. Show me. Nah. Man, come on, man.
Patreon, I can see it.
We community,
about to
man.
Light you up, Chad. He's waiting.
Come on.
He's about to list all the tour dates we're going on together.
Nah, man. Come on. This weekend, I'm off.
Yeah, we're off.
Next weekend, I'm off.
Yeah, we're off for 2 weeks.
The next show on the road is Richmond, Virginia.
I'll be in Richmond, Virginia.
Pull up.
Pull up. I'll be there with Tony.
Pull up to Richmond, Virginia. Uh-huh. Be out there.
Get your tickets early.
Get your tickets early.
Don't be ashy out here.
Don't be ashy.
I like that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't be ashy. Also, Verbal Cardio is back. I'm taping a new episode right after this.
I'll be there.
It'll drop Wednesday. Verbal Cardio, every Wednesday, new episodes drop.
Yep.
Doing a review for Top Gun 2 as well, so stay tuned
for
that.
What else are we doing?
I think that's it.
Are you sure we're done? You got any merch we're dropping?
Nah, no.
Nothing? You had right sweatshirts now. The other day you promoted?
Well, that's gone. That's done. Oh, Bakery 2
so
is
y'all
done.
Missed it.
Yeah,
that's why you got to get your shit early.
Got to get it early. Yeah, y'all. Thanks for everything.
We're in Des Moines, Iowa.
No, we already did that.
We're in Maine. I don't know any cities in Maine.
Me neither.
Is there a city in Maine?
Yeah, cities in Maine.
Can't be. I can't name one.
Oh, man, look out. All right, y'all. What's under the hat, Ken? All right,
so we'll see y'all next week. And this is what's under the hat.
If y'all got questions for us, ask us in the YouTube comment section. We'll tackle
Tony Baker's
show.
A great comedian. Man, he's a strong, robust voice.
Watch
I'm jealous.
And I like the way you lit yourself up, too, man. You did great today and the other day. Lit Tony and yourself up.
Yeah. We out, y'all.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.